KJAN Sports.
It is time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's recap some weekend sports for you. First, high school wrestling. Lots of it over the weekend. Atlantic placed third overall at the Lloyd Schaefer Marion Invitational as Atlantic picked up 166.5 points for that third place finish. Williamsburg and Overland Park, Blue Valley Northwest, were the top two teams in that meet on Saturday. Atlantic had a couple of champions, Chase McLaren at 132 pounds and John McConkie at 285 pounds. Both were winners in their weight classes, taking home titles. Atlantic also had a couple of runners-up, Joe Weaver at 106, Cole Hansen at 126. Both came home with silver medals on Saturday. Also at the Griswold Duels on Saturday, Southwest Valley went 5-0 as they beat Exira EHK, Nottoway Valley, East Mills, Griswold, and Tri-Center to take home the championship. East Mills, Nottoway Valley, and Tri-Center all were 3-2 in that tourney. Also, Clarinda Academy and St. Albert each went 1-4, while Exira EHK 0-5 in that day-long meet. At the ADM Tiger Invitational, Red Oak had 154.5 points. That was good for third place. Waukee and Dallas Center Grimes were first and second at the ADM tournament on Saturday. Coon Rapids Bayard finished in eighth place with 72 points. Also at Kemper Catholic's dual tournament, Missouri Valley finished as the champion at the six-team Kemper Catholic tournament, as the Big Reds picked up wins over Audubon, Storm Lake, ACGC, Kemper Catholic, the Johnston JV, as they went 6-0 on the day. And also Nick Haynes, Nathan Haynes, and Connor Lang all picked up four pins during the course of that day. Kemper Catholic and Audubon were 5th and 6th in tournament action. Dylan Obermeyer of Audubon had four pins on the day, and Trace McEwen had three during the course of that Saturday meet. Also at the Lamar's Invitational, AHSTW, a fourth-place finish as Cherokee was the champ. Lamar's finished in second place with Sioux City North placing third. AHSTW with a 151-point total, a very competitive fourth place. Vikings also had four finalists. Gabe Pauly at 170 pounds picked up a championship. They got runners-up from Jaden Rasmussen at 126, Joe Kinkle at 182, and Brady Cannata at 220. All were second for the Vikings. Perry Invitational saw Logan Magnolia place fourth overall in the team competition. Webster City, Panorama, Sergeant Bluff, Luton were the top three, and Logan Magnolia placing fourth overall in that tourney. Also at the Ron Scott Memorial Dual Wrestling Tournament at Mount Air, Lathrop, Missouri went 8-0 to win the championship. Martinsdale St. Mary's was 7-1. Three other schools, Riverside, Shenandoah, and Harlan, all went 5-3 on the day in wrestling at Mount Air. College wrestling, the 7th-ranked Iowa wrestling team, won 6 of 10 bouts to top 3rd-ranked Oklahoma State 20-12 on Sunday in Iowa City. Iowa coach Tom Brand says it was a good win for his 9-0 Hawkeyes, but a lot of improvement is needed.
So you say, well, winning ugly still is a win, but when you're losing ugly, you're not even close to winning ugly. You know, when you're losing and you're coming on, then you can get to that next win and ugly stage. And then when you win ugly, then you can start winning, you know, and start dominating. And so there's some silliness out there. We need to grow up in a hurry.
184-pounder Mitch Bowman provided the Hawkeyes a big lift with a 10-6 win over Keegan Moore in his match Sunday. Let's recap some Saturday high school hoops. In boys basketball Saturday at the MAC shootout, Wahoo Newman downed Atlantic 50-46. It was Fremont Mills over Louisville, Nebraska, 56-34. Bennington beat Lewis Central 44-43. Bellevue West over Abraham Lincoln, 47-41. Also in boys hoops on Saturday from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Glenwood over Harlan, 84-79. Denison topping OABCIG, 76-52. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK, an overtime winner, 76-74 over Audubon Saturday. Arweva beat Madrid, 63-54. In the Corner Conference, Lord Central Catholic of Nebraska topping Sydney, 39-21. In the Pride of Iowa, Panorama over Nottoway Valley, 60-52. That's boys hoops Saturday. In girls Saturday hoops at the MAC shootout, it was Abraham Lincoln over Omaha Benson, 55-54. Lewis Central topping Bellevue West, 49-43. Bennington beat AHSTW, 42-31. In the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan over Glenwood, 52-47. Denison beating OABCIG, 39-34. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK over Essex 57-15. Arweva beat Madrid 52-41. In the Corner Conference, Sydney over Lord Central Catholic 43-29. And in Pride of Iowa play, it was Panorama over Nottoway Valley 61-33. And Saturday, girls high school basketball. Well, the Drake women blitzed Evansville on Sunday, scoring 38 first quarter points in a 107-66 win in the Knapp Center as the Bulldogs improved to 6-0 in the Missouri Valley.
You know, today was a really fun game. I mean, just a really fun overall team basketball game. I think we've really taken some steps in the last few weeks of really our togetherness and setting each other up and being able to rebound the basketball. We've had some really good moments. We've had some other moments. I thought today we did a really nice job.
That's Drake coach Jenny Baranchik. Becca Hittner had 23 points, and Sarah Ryan added 22 as the Bulldogs dished out 32 assists in picking up that victory. Well, the Minnesota Vikings have advanced to the NFL championship game for the first time in 8 years, while the Jacksonville Jaguars have earned their first AFC title game appearance since the 1999 season. Case Keenum connected with Stephon Diggs for a 61-yard touchdown on the game's final play as the Vikings stunned the Saints 29-24 in Minneapolis. Keenum threw the game-winning pass near the sideline, and Diggs caught the ball, found the defensive back made a huge blunder as he turned, found himself empty to the end zone, and ran his way in for the touchdown. It came 25 seconds after Will Lutz nailed a 43-yard field goal to put the Saints ahead. Both the Vikings and the Saints lost two leads in the final 3:01. Alvin Kamara's 14-yard scoring grab put New Orleans ahead for the first time, but the Vikings went back on top when Kai Forbath drilled a 53-yard field goal with a minute 29 to play. That was followed by Lutz's go-ahead field goal 64 seconds later. Keenum was 25 of 40 for 318 yards, a touchdown, and one interception as the Vikings moved within one victory, becoming the first team to host its own Super Bowl appearance. Saints receiver Michael Thomas grabbed a pair of scoring strikes from Breeze, who was 25 of 40 for 294 yards and three touchdowns with two interceptions. Minnesota will travel to Philadelphia to face the Eagles next Sunday. The Jaguars pulled off a surprise in Pittsburgh as rookie running back Leonard Fournette ran for 109 yards and three touchdowns in a 45-42 victory over the second-seeded Steelers. Fournette had a pair of first-quarter scoring runs before his three-yard TD burst put the Jags ahead 35-21 with 10:34 remaining. Blake Bortles threw for 214 yards, including a 14-yard scoring pass to fullback Tommy Bohannon that made it 42-28 with 4:19 left. Bortles had no interceptions and was sacked just twice for 7 yards. The Jaguars appeared poised for a rout when Telvin Smith turned a Ben Roethlisberger interception 50 yards for a touchdown that made it 28-7 late in the first half, but the Steelers wouldn't go away as Roethlisberger proceeded to throw four of his five scoring passes. Roethlisberger threw for 469 yards, and Le'Veon Bell had 155 total yards and two touchdowns for the Steelers. Bell's 8-yard scoring run brought Pittsburgh within 42-35 with 2:18 to go. But two timeouts remaining and the 2-minute warning coming up, the Steelers elected to go for an onside kick that backfired. That decision set up Josh Lambeau's game-clinching field goal. The Jaguars will take on the New England Patriots in Foxborough next Sunday for the AFC title. And in college football news, the Arizona Wildcats have hired Kevin Sumlin as their new football coach. The former Texas A&M head coach is expected to sign a 5-year contract pending approval by the Arizona Board of Regents. An introductory news conference is scheduled for Tuesday. He replaces Rich Rodriguez, who was fired January 2nd amid sexual harassment allegations. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.